narrated Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them. The Prophet, peace be upon him, along with his companions, reached Mecca in the morning of the 4th of Dhul-Hijjah, assuming ihram for Hajj only. So when we arrived at Mecca, the Prophet, peace be upon him, ordered us to change our intentions of the ihram for Umrah, and that we could finish our ihram after performing the Umrah and could go to our wives for sexual intercourse. The people began talking about that. Jabir said surprisingly, "Shall we go to Mina while semen is dribbling from our male organs?" Jabir moved his hand while saying so. When his news reached the Prophet, peace be upon him, he delivered a khutbah, religious talk, and said, "I have been informed that some people were saying so and so. By Allah, I fear Allah more than you do, and am more obedient to Him than you. If I had known what I know now, I would not have brought the Hadith sacrifice with me. And had the Hadith not been with me, I would have finished the Ihram." At that, Suraqa bin Malik stood up and asked, "O Allah's Messenger, is this permission for us only, or is it forever?" The Prophet, peace be upon him, replied, "It is forever." In the meantime, Ali ibn Abi Talib came from Yemen and was saying, "Labbaik," for what the Prophet, peace be upon him, has intended. According to another man, Ali was saying, "Labbaik," for Hajj, similar to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, told him to keep on the ihram and let him share the hadith with him.